Welcome to the 20 Minute Runner Podcast. My name is Roland, and I am the 20 Minute Runner. It's good to have you along with me as I run and race through the Piedmont region of North Carolina. Thanks for sharing some of the road with me. Welcome to episode 42 of the 20 Minute Runner. This is Roland. Glad to have you along with me today. This is going to be the test run for me, if I might say so. It is 3 o'clock on Sunday, the 28th of February, and I'm getting ready to take my last long, long run. And it needs to be 20 miles if possible. I know that I said I would only go 18, but based on what I have discovered since the last run, I think that I can probably get by with 20 if I don't run too fast. But it is probably 50, 52 degrees, just a few clouds drifting around, mostly sunny, a little bit breezy. The breeze is a little cool, but I think for running it's going to be perfect. Now, the knees at this point are not bothering me, or the knee. I am wearing a brace, a strap on the right knee, and that seems to have helped, and I'll talk more about that later. But what I want to do now is go ahead and get started, and as we get into the run and begin to get a feel for how things are going, we'll bring you back in. But again, thanks for being with me, and hope your running's going well, and appreciate you sharing this one with me. So far, so good. We have been running 48 minutes. We're averaging 9:49 a minute at the moment. When I looked at my watch, when I discovered I could actually read the updated pace, average pace the entire run, I discovered that last week. I usually set it on distance, and I've discovered I can set it on average pace, and it will constantly update every, oh my, 3 or 4 seconds, what the pace is. Now, initially, I was thinking, okay, that average pace, is that what I'm literally running at the moment? Or is that the average for the entire run up to that point? Now, if it were the average for what I'm running at the moment, it would not be as beneficial. But if it's an average of the entire run, to me, that is very beneficial. For example, I stopped at 45 minutes. Well, let me back up. I stopped at 35 minutes, got water, stood there, drank my water, walked about 20 feet, slowly started running again. I noticed that the pace went from 9:45 to 9:55, and then it began to slow down. Excuse me. Get a little bit faster. So whenever I got to 45 minutes to take a strawberry caffeine gel, first caffeine I've had this run, I'm not going to take a whole lot. Same thing happened again. I actually stopped, and I didn't stop moving, but I walked as I ate the gel. Brisk walk, but not breakneck. And I determined it took me about 35 or 40 seconds to eat it real good and put the package back in my pouch. Looked at my watch. Average time was 9:55. Pace, rather. So that tells me, and I could check the book on this, I probably ought to, but I feel confident this is right. That tells me that it will constantly update what the average of that run is. Now that's beneficial for this marathon, and for this final, what I consider extra long run, assuming I can make it without the knee knocking me out. It's important because, just like there, it didn't take very much effort for me to get it back down like now we're still at 9:48. So we're 7 seconds averaging better than we were when I stopped last time. Well, I've got a lot of time to make up those 30 and 45 second spots per mile. And the further I go in the race, the smaller those deficits will be. It'll be divided over more minutes. So that was neat to learn. And I think it'll benefit me. It's benefiting me today. What that means really in a nutshell is if I stop and walk for 45 seconds to take a gel, I may actually be running at 9:40, okay? What that means is if I stop and walk, then it knocks my average up to 9:55. To get it back down to 9:45, I'm going to need to run under 9:45 for just a little ways. But what's neat about it is I know that I can, short of the knee acting up, which so far I've not had any pain with it, but short of that, what that means is I can constantly adjust that even during the race if I want to try to maintain a certain pace, which I know the main goal is finish, but I do have a pace I should be able to maintain, and I'm going to try it. So that just tells me that each time I stop, there'll be a few minutes of running maybe just a wee bit faster than I was leading up to that, but not very much faster. 10 seconds a mile, which should not cause any problems whatsoever. So we've hit 55 minutes. We're averaging 9:46. I don't want to go below 9:45 for this particular run. I will tell you, the wind is brutal today. I'm trying to record in segments that I know are hopefully not as windy, but getting so close to March, more of the first day, I guess. That's understandable. I will not be running any intervals between here and the marathon day. I don't think they're necessary. I don't know if they'll help me, and if I can keep the knee healthy, which again, so far so good, that is my main goal in getting in the distance, to know that I can complete the marathon. So no intervals. I may do some speed work this coming week after a little bit of time to rest from this run. I may do a little bit of speed work of such on the bicycle, like I do sometimes. I may do a couple more sessions on the bike like that. But again, they would be maybe more like tempo runs. If I do any tempo at all, it'll be very brief. At this point, I just want to finish and hopefully be healthy enough to do that. One thing I did find out, I think I've discovered the main reason for my problems, even though I touched on this last week. As I said earlier, the pace on the watch, being able to watch the average pace, was totally foreign to me. I just didn't take time to look into that. But what I would do is I would get out and set the watch on distance, and you know what I did. And I ran 20.2 or 4 miles at an 8:39 pace. When in reality, that is a minute, maybe a minute and 10 seconds faster than what my training pace should be for the long run for the marathon. Because I really haven't let the cat out of the bag. My goal is to finish the thing, but I should be able to average, if I'm healthy and strong, theoretically I should be able to average in about an 8:50 for the whole race. And what I'm planning to do is, if I feel good, to run the first 12 or 13 miles at an adequate pace. If I go just a couple seconds over, that's okay. And then around 12 and a half to 13, pick it up, try to get it down to around 8:45 for the second half of the race, 15 seconds a mile faster. Can I do that? I don't know. That would put me, that would get me in under 4 hours. I'd love to break 4 hours, but it's like Sammy told me last weekend when I was home, you really just want to finish it. So, my A A race would be very satisfied would be to finish it, smiling and being able to wave and actually run across the finish line. My B race, which would be, maybe I should say double A, would be to break 350 and acceptable would be to break 4 hours. So basically run it and finish it. That's my main goal. Better than that is break 350 or 4 hours. Better than that is break 350. So finish, break 4 hours, break 350, with finishing being the number one thing. I figure though, if I can get this run in and finish it, I will have had the long runs done. And while tempo is important, I've run some tempo, even though I haven't done it recently. So we'll just see how it goes. But that's my goal right now. But anyway, I realized that I was running, the long run should be run at about a minute and a half, minute rather, slower than your race goal. Well, if my goal is 9 minutes or 8:50, that means I should be running 9:50 thereabouts for the long run. Right now I'm averaging 9:48, so this is perfect. And I'll be honest, my body can tell it. I don't believe I would have messed up my knee. I would have felt some time beat up if I had done that. But now I know. So that's our goal. I am doing everything that I said I was going to try to do to help the knee. I'm not running on the shoulder of the road section where it was just so angled. I'm not going down that section. I'm actually running more loops today. Big loops, I mean 4 mile loops, and then doubling back on those to try to make up the distance, because I don't want to do that. Obviously I've slowed down the pace for the long run, and I must admit it's a lot easier to talk. Getting back to the tempo, if I did feel good enough to do a 15 or 20 minute tempo next week, and possibly the week before the taper week, or the week of the race, I want to do like I did for this long run. I want to find out what pace should that be run at, and use the watch to try to help me to accomplish that if I can. So right now I'm not sure. I think it will be 5K pace plus 30 seconds or something. Now if I were to take the 10K pace and add a minute and a half to it or whatever, it would have actually been faster than this. But my goal for the marathon, beyond finishing, which I've already described, I think is fairly modest. If I were to be able to run what I'm capable of based on the half marathon pace, I should run a 3:37. I don't expect that. I really don't. But if I can hold back first 13 miles and start picking it up a little bit, you know, before I run out of gas at 20 or 21 miles, I may try to push it a bit. Probably not much at all. But I'd put it this way. I want to run the best race I can. Finishing it's going to be so monumental. But if I were to feel exceptionally well, I don't want to miss an opportunity to run a good time either. I guess that's the nature of the beast. You want to do your best, but you don't want to overdo it, which is true. So that's what we're thinking. Incidentally, Cindy and I went online and printed out the course for the race, and after making half a dozen wrong turns, me driving and her trying to tell me, you know, it will tell you on the sheet, next left turn at, you know, Parkway, or take Hamilton Street North, things of that nature. And so we were doing that, and inevitably, as she tried to tell me where to turn, and then it would have on the right-hand column, streets you cross, a couple spots particularly, I just could not get it in my head that I was going the wrong way, and but yet I knew it was. So it took us 2 hours by the time we got it figured out. When we rode the course, we had Odie in the back seat, and I tell you, he was worn out, I should say, I guess, that day. That was Friday, I believe, 2 days ago. But anyway, I remember last year when I volunteered for the marathon, at least one guy came through, I believe there were a couple, and they said, why in the world did they advertise this as gently rolling hills? I said, this is the most difficult course I've ever run. And I also found out that there's a guy from our church, his family actually, Aaron Wall, he ran it last year, and he's going to run it this year. And he's running Big Sur out in California, which is a difficult race evidently. And he said High Point was a lot harder. I think the elevation, I believe on the map, elevation chart on the website for the marathon, it's range between 800 and 900 feet, which is the actual change in elevation over the course of the race. And there were, especially in the first 20 miles, once you get out of High Point, and even at High Point, man, I'm telling you, it is very, very hilly. Sammy ran a 4:01:19 in Wilmington 30 years ago. He ran like four laps, just over four laps around Greenfield Park, which is flat as a pancake. I'd love to be able to break that, but to be honest, I don't know if I can, because it is hilly. However, the upside of that is I train on hills. And even today, I was trying to notice as I was running, I don't have a lot of difficulty on most hills. But at mile 23, for instance, in that area, there is a significant hill. It's the only part of the course that you repeat twice. As you get started, around 5 to 7 miles, and then toward the end, same thing. And there's a monster hill there. It's one of those where you just have to drop your head, shorten your stride, just plod along till you reach the top. So I'm not intimidated by the hills, but let's be realistic. This is not the kind of course that people set PRs on. Because Piedmont region of North Carolina, and where we live, you know, it's not hilly compared to some areas, but it's pretty hilly. And we have significant inclines. And the marathon throws in a healthy dose. Now, if you can make it to mile 24 to 25, along in there, seemed pretty flat to me. And then you come in downtown, hang a left, run two blocks, and you're crossing the finish line. So, it is hilly, and I need to be aware of that. And I am aware of it. And we want to make sure that we respect that. But that was pretty neat to ride the course. I think I'll ride it again. Incidentally, I do have, at this point, Sandy and Sandra and her two kids, adult kids, Austin and Vader, are supposed to be coming. Carol Ann's supposed to come. My stepdad, Ronald Foley, who has multiple myeloma, he, at this point, his cancer's returned. So, Ronald's not going to be up to coming to the race. It's about a 3.5 hour drive from here. And pray for Ronald, if you think about it, Ronald Foley. He's fought multiple myeloma, formerly leukemia, 5.5 years now at least. He's done well, but he's getting ready to start oral chemo again. So, but if I can get Carol and Sammy and his wife and two kids, and if Cindy and her parents can make it, that'll be good. I just want somebody to see me start, and I want somebody to see me finish. The next marathon I run won't be like this. It won't be in memory of my dad. And it won't be to raise money, probably. If it'll be North Carolina marathon or not, I don't know. But this one's special. It's the first one. It's in memory of Daddy. It's raising money for the American Lung Association. And so I'm glad they're going to be here, Lord willing. I do plan to take the recorder that day. I don't know how smart that is, but I believe I will record. Of course, that episode will be comprised of getting ready for the race that day. The race itself and maybe a little bit of afterthought. But we are planning to record that day, hopefully, for posterity's sake, if nothing else. And you'll be able to go along with me for the marathon. I won't be recording every mile, but every 5 miles I may give a minute or two update if I've got the breath and the strength. And I'd love to have the recorder on as I finish the race, cross the finish line. Nobody will know it but me and you. But you'll be able to hear the last groan as I get across. So we're looking forward to that. Okay, I have been running an hour and 26 minutes. I'm now on National Highway. You can hear the traffic whizzing by. 5-lane highway. I'm going to go down to Lexington Brand Furniture and circle it enough to get in my 10. And then we're going to repeat everything I've just done. Not the speaking, but the running. I'm averaging 9:42 right now, so that tells me I need to slow down just a hair. That is so hard to do. Now for the race, it's all out there if I feel good. But for the training run like today, I do not want to go too fast. So I'm going to slow down just a bit. You are listening to episode 42 of the 20 Minute Runner Podcast.
Gonna make it alright for the rest of your life. You will find, just give it time for the rest of your life. She's gonna make it alright for the rest of your life. Troubles away. She was right all the time. She's gonna make it alright. Gonna make it alright for the rest of your life. Walking out, I'm walking in. She never could finish what I began. I guess I saw her there for always. She's walking out, I'm walking in. She touched my hand, I paused the grill. Well then she smiled, I walked away. She was time.
I am continuing to, as I mentioned a moment ago, do the things that hopefully will help keep me healthy, Lord willing, these last 3 weeks. I am doing the leg lifts for the quadriceps. I was doing the inward toe turns, the outward toe turns, but I wonder if those might twist my knee a little. But I tell you, the leg lifts, I've worked up to a set, doing 10 of those, 8 reps on each leg. And let me tell you, by the time you get to 6 and 7 and even 8, man, you can tell your quads are being worked. Well, that should help the tracking of my knee. At least that's the theory. Just running in good stability shoes. Two newer pair that I've got. And today I'm wearing the Saucony Pro Guide 2s. I think these are going to become some of my favorite shoes, by the way. I wore the New Balance 769s once or twice. And I'm running by some waterfalls, pretty spouts at the back of furniture showroom place. That's what you're hearing. I'm getting further away now, but anyway, stability shoes. And that training, I continue to do the core training, up to 40 push-ups, 60 crunches, 60 butterfly sit-ups. Let's see, exercise ball behind my back, hold it in my hand and do 35 of those. And I also do the 35 shin exercises, where I sit on the ball and put your arms over your knees, relax your hands, and just lift up on your toes 35 times. So it's exercising the shins, the abs real well, the biceps, triceps. And for me, I probably could do hip abductors and glutes and things like that, but number one, I don't really have time, and number two, I think that those things on the front of my body, they will counteract the tremendous strength that you gain in the back of your legs when you run. The fronts typically are not that strong. I think that's a part of my issue among many, as I've already mentioned. I think it was last episode. The sad, sad episode. Hope today doesn't end up being sad. Getting ready to soon turn around here. I think we're going to go 10 and a half. And I'm at 10.2 almost. But we're taking our time. And so I'm doing that. I didn't take this run. Had 2 days off without any running. This week, let me give you an update on what I did, by the way. I went 6.1 or 2 early in the week. Tuesday, I think. Thursday, ran just over 7. Averaged about a 9.25 pace on that. The shorter run, so that's okay. But again, as you can tell, I've slowed down. And it's not because of pain or discomfort. It's an act of my will. And I'm hoping that for the marathon, it'll pay dividends and help me to be rested. I know I can run faster than I'm running right now, but I don't want to be injured. Now, when I go back weeks later after this thing's over, begin training again, I'll be much more specific about the time I'm running, tempos, things like that. I don't think I'll get out and run a 8:30 pace every run. Maybe once a week, may get out and run for 3 or 4 miles at the, 8-minute pace, but I've just got to slow down. So I'm learning. This marathon has been a real, real learning experience. But something else I'm doing to help the, not necessarily the knee, but, well, I do take ibuprofen as needed. Seems to help. I've iced them quite a bit, although not as much lately because I haven't had any pain. And the final one is, relative to long runs that I am doing, is I did take a baby aspirin before I left today. And I'm wearing knee bands, knee straps. Bought a nice brand at Rite Aid on my right knee. Left knee, I forgot the brand, but I ordered it off the internet. And I actually think that the Ace knee strap on the right knee, I actually think it feels better. So it basically holds the patella, that tendon underneath it, in place, your kneecap, and it helps it to track better. Of course, I didn't run when I had pain waited till the pain was completely gone, and then began running again. And as I said, so far so good. Now, I can sense a very dull pain at the very top of my right knee, but nothing even near, knock on wood, at this point in the run of what I've experienced in the past. So we're going to continue to hold a steady pace and see if we can finish this run, not strong, but without slowing down, because wind-wise, I feel fine and feel strong. So I did stop. I've eaten one pack of the Raymond cakes. Okay, we're turning around 10 and a half miles in 1 hour 43 minutes. Anyhow, I ate the Raymond cake at an hour. I've eaten one pack of the gels and one pack of beans, and gotten water twice. And each time I do that, I stop, keep walking, but eat them while I'm walking. And I think that's the course that we will use for the marathon. And when I stop and get water, I do stop. And I think on the course, probably about every 30 minutes, I'll stop and take a cup of water. More if it's real warm, but right now I don't know what the temperature will be. Should be cooler than last year. I believe that's the first day of spring. Or is it 21st? Anyway, right at it. So I will stop and drink water every 30 minutes or so, and continue to take alternate gel and bean every 45, and plan to eat a Raymond cake at the top of every hour. In other words, start the race at 8 o'clock, so 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock. Now, that puts a lot in my pouch. I almost look like I'm pregnant, except the pouch is on the outside. But as we go, we get it more empty, of course. We can deal with that. So we are really honing in now on this marathon. If I can get through this run without injuring my knee, I think I'll be okay. And actually feel good about it. All right, I had my watch set on distance so I can make sure I know when to turn around. And just want you to know, as I flip back, I'm averaging 9:48 a mile, which is exactly about what I want to be doing. We have been running 2 hours and 44 minutes, 55 seconds. We've covered 16.9 miles, around 15 and a half. I started feeling it, not in my knee. My knee, actually, both my knees feel good. I'm not having any pain. Now, I realize I may have some pain after I stop tonight and maybe tomorrow, but unless I just really do something stupid between here and the end, I don't think I'll have any issues like I've had. You know, could be wrong, but each time it's happened, I felt it. One thing I've been working on is shortening my stride. I'm moving because I'm still averaging 9:48. I've been sitting on that for the last 30 minutes. So I'm teaching my body how to pace. But what I've been feeling is my right quad leading up into my groin area. Not really, I don't feel like I've pulled anything. I'm just feeling very fatigued there in that muscle. My breathing is fine. The knees feel good. But I'm feeling it in my quads, and that's where I always seem to feel it. However, I wonder if the extra work with the quad exercises has some bearing on that. It could, I don't know. But I didn't. Haven't done those in a couple days. But I started repeating a mantra. The pain is leaving. The pain is leaving. And you know, that visualization stuff really works, I believe. But right now, we are moving along and just hit 17 miles, and again, my legs are starting to feel it, but I think we're going to finish. I could be wrong, but I think we're going to finish, and we will bring you in toward the end of the run, but with the exception of some fatigue setting in, which is to be expected, I actually feel pretty good at this point, but we'll let you know how it looks in a few minutes. Getting ready to stop and get my last shot of water, the fourth time, and so obviously when I stop, we will drink and I will take my time getting back moving again. Could be that if I stop for 45 seconds, that could help relieve this. Almost feels like cramping, but I'm not sure. Okay, stay tuned, we'll be back. Skies have grown more cloudy. The sun is not down, but it's getting there. Some of the street lights are coming on. I'm running down the short new street with a cul-de-sac. Going downhill right now. Me feels good. Again, we're averaging 9:51. So, you know, obviously anything under 10 minutes, we're good. So we've kept it within 3 or 4 seconds of a mile this whole run. And right here, I'm gonna slow down as I turn. That turn right there that I just made was where my knee popped the last 20 miler I did. And I had that pain and I knew something was just not right. So far, no issues. Also, when I stopped to get water a few minutes back, maybe half an hour or so ago now, I got me a good drink of water. And then I basically just squatted down, like in a catcher's position, and stretched the quads a little bit. Did that a couple times and just squatted there for 6 or 8 seconds. And it really relieved it. Made it feel much better. And now I'm just working through it at this point. Hello. I have actually felt pretty good. I have been feeling the tightness in my quads, but it's almost like I've run through it. And while I wouldn't dare do it, if this were marathon day, I believe I could pick it up just a little bit, maybe 10 seconds a mile. So we've got a little bit left in the tank. I took the jelly beans at the 3-hour mark into the run 3 hours. And again, I stopped, ripped them open, dumped them in my hand, ate them in 2 mouthfuls. It took me running a couple minutes chewing on them to get them down, but I think I definitely have hit on something with the jelly beans and the Stingers and the Raymond cakes. I did eat the raisins and almonds at 1-hour mark and 2-hour mark, but I didn't take any at 3-hour mark. My tummy's got a little bit on it, and I just didn't feel like I really needed them at this point with the jelly beans. So I'm climbing the first of the 2 hills at the very end of this run, and we're going to see how far we've been at this point. Hold on. I can get my watch to cooperate. Okay. We've been 19.95 miles. So, right at 20 miles. And I think that we may try to turn this into 21. If I can just take my time and maintain this pace. But again, surprisingly good at the moment. Okay, folks. We are just about finished with the longest run I've ever made in my life, both distance and time. And while I am very uncomfortable at the moment, at this point at least, I feel like I could continue on. We're going to be stopping here in the next 30 seconds or a minute, and then we'll give you an update on how things went today. Very brief assessments, then we'll let you get out of here. But I thank you for coming along with me on this run. It's turned out to be a good one. And it's bolstered my confidence significantly that yes, I can run the marathon. Will I break 4 hours? I don't know, but I think I can run a strong race. In other words, I think for me, I can feel good. And I believe I can finish strong. Now, I know I haven't run the 26 miles yet, but definitely went through the wall. And at this juncture, I think I've done enough long runs maybe that my body's adapted to burning the fat more efficiently, a little bit I've got, and that is helping me to get through 20 miles without really any problems. And to be honest, I'm picking it up just a little bit, not much at all, but I feel really good. But we're getting ready to stop it. 6 100s more and we're gonna call it. So hang on, just about there. We're not sprinting or even pressing hard, but we are moving. And while the legs are hurting some, definitely it is not something I cannot deal with and work through. And we're gonna stop right there. Okay. Oh man, I tell you. Ooh, I feel like I want to keep going. My legs are, I feel like rubber bands. My legs feel like rubber bands, sort of. Whew, for just a moment there. But knock on wood, no knee pain. Now that doesn't mean I won't have any, but right now I don't. Will I have some tomorrow? I'd say there's a pretty good bet that I'll have some, but will it be what I had before? It shouldn't be, because I really took my time and I've done everything that I needed to do and I did not run with pain. So there might be just a slightest discomfort in the knee, but no pain. So, but we'll let you know. If you want to go to the blog when I put out the episode, by the time you get this, the blog entry will be there. I'll try to give an update toward the end of the entry, although I didn't record it for this episode. I'll let you know how things feel tomorrow on Monday. And if I'm not hurting in the morning, that tells me that we're good to go. And again, I feel like we can run a strong marathon. So we ran 21 miles in a tenth, 3 hours and 28 minutes and 19 seconds. And the average pace was 9:52, what'd I tell you? That's exactly where we were. So, and I would be thrilled with 8:52 for the race. But anyway, that is about a minute over what I needed to, what I hoped to try to run the marathon in. So we're exactly on target, and I feel okay about that. I tell you what, slowing down a bit, it takes a little longer to run it, but it certainly makes the trip more enjoyable. I do want to remind you very quickly, if you have not made a donation toward the American Lung Association in memory of my dad and for the marathon effort, we are now 20 days away as of this recording. Marathon will be 3 weeks from yesterday. By the time you hear this, it'll be about 18 days away. If you've not signed up to make a donation in memory of my dad or in support of this marathon effort and you'd like to do that, I certainly would encourage you to do so. Go to the blog, the20minuterunner.blogspot.com, the20minuterunner.blogspot.com. Follow the information at the top of the page. Make sure you mention either in memory of Samuel McDonald Cavanaugh, or this is for the effort of Roland Cavanaugh, the 20-minute runner, his marathon effort in memory of his dad. I would certainly appreciate that. I'm going to go in and drink the R2. Went by the bicycle shop. Derek, Danny, Dolly, and the rest of the gang went by there again this past week, picked up two more packs, and I'm going to use one tonight here in just a few minutes, and I'll use one after the marathon. And the beans and the combination of everything else certainly worked out. So, but thanks to Derek and them for their support of the effort. At least they're giving me my, not giving them, but give me a good deal on the things that I need to make this work. My legs are hurting, but I'm going to go in and stretch, drink the R2, eat me a peanut butter sandwich, drink some milk, eat some Hershey's Kisses, and probably get in some cool water, put a little ice in it, and soak for 10 or 15 minutes on the legs after I stretch. And again, we'll update you on the blog how we feel as far as any other pain. I think we'll be okay, but man, this has been a big one, and this is so, so significant for me. Tells me, yes, I'm ready to run the marathon. No question. Now we just need to properly taper, not do anything stupid. I think we'll run a good race no matter what time we have. All right, thanks for being with me. Have a great week, everybody. I am so encouraged after being down last week. This is very encouraging, and you have heard it all here at the 20-Minute Runner. We thank you for being with me. We'll look forward to talking to you in 7 or 8 days. Have a great week. Hope your running's going well. And I cannot express enough how much I appreciate you listening. Send me an email. Send me a tweet. I am on Twitter. And be glad to hear from you that way as well. And we will talk to you soon. Have a great week. And thanks for sharing some of the road with me. Bye-bye. Thank you for running with me today. Check out my blog at the20minuterunner.blogspot.com. the20minuterunner.blogspot.com. There's a lot of information there, other items that I think will enhance your listening to this podcast. Also, while you're there, sign up for the podcast with iTunes or send me an email. I encourage you to send me your questions, comments about things we've discussed in this episode, as well as information about your most recent race. If you want to include a photograph and some type of audio file, we'll be glad to share that as well in an upcoming episode. All of the music that we use in this podcast is used under a Creative Commons license and comes from sources such as musicalley.com, jamendo.com, and other places. You can find information about this episode in the show notes at the blog. Again, I appreciate you being with me today. It's been good to have you along for this run. I'll look to talk to you again in 7 or 8 days. Hope to hear from you before then. And as always, thanks for sharing some of the road with me. My name is Roland, and I am the 20-Minute Runner.